Guelph, Aramosa. Site plans as well as site plan agreements in Guelph, Aramosa can now be approved by staff. Whereas in the past staff would approve minor site plans and site plan agreements, now they approve all of them. For those looking to develop an area, there will be two initial consultations with the municipality. In the first, it will be decided what needs to be done to complete the application for development. In the second consultation, there will be a review that necessary material for the application is in place. Kaun. Mark Baumeister expressed a sense of being overwhelmed by legislative changes coming into effect. In this case with two new bylaws, 61-2022 and 62-2022, that will help the municipality conform to new norms of Bill 109. I feel like I had a very high level, basic comprehension of everything planning. And I also feel this is all changing way too quickly. So I can only imagine how planning staff feels, having to deal with these changes, Baumeister said. I tell everybody, unless you're planning on doing something, building something bigger than a tree fort, get your butt in and talk to people, in planning and zoning and building etc., Baumeister said. So, the idea of having pre-consultation meetings does make sense. However, there may be obstacles and challenges when this plan is put into action. Pre-consultation, mandatory at a high level, it's fantastic news. But way more involved here, Baumeister said.